You guys know how much I love my spa, my Bullfrog Spa from Tropical Pool and Spa. Make sure that you're grabbing one right now and getting it ordered. People are finally figuring out they really need to get this ordered and on its way, because I'm telling you, it'll save you from the world's stress. It's amazing to have in your backyard. You have to have, if we're going to have staycations for a while, my gosh, what an option for you guys. Go to Tropical Pool and Spa. Don't waste any time. They have $1,000 off right now on their Labor Day special. You just can't beat it. You just can't beat it. And so they have special financing or the $1,000 off. Take advantage of it right now and get it ordered. It'll be the best thing you've done for yourself in a long, long time. TropicalFiberglassPool.com. TropicalFiberglassPool.com. And this is the company you want to go with. They're the ones that are easy to work with. And just, it's just such a fun, it's just, I can't even express how wonderful a Bullfrog Spa is, because I get in it every night. And it takes my stress away. I want you to do the same for you. Also, their swim spas are really amazing. And their fiberglass pools, nobody can beat them in price. And they are just really good at what they do. Get over to Tropical Fiberglass Pool. Highly, highly encourage you to do it right now.
Covery.
The Kate Daly Show. Because all opinions matter. And George Soros will pay good money for them. The show starts now.
Come up with anything in this section that allows the governor, through executive order, to make a new order, or make a rule.
I'm not quite sure what he's asking. If he's asking whether or not the governor can essentially create law,
correct?
Then the answer there is no. The governor can suspend laws currently on the books, but he can't outright create brand new law, something that's not on the books or not available. But the governor can't just outright create something brand new.
How do you change people's behavior? Do you mandate that you do it? That's the kind of the stick approach. Or do you have the carrot approach and say, you know, it's the right thing to do, showing respect for your neighbors. We've been able to do it so far.
Will you be extending the state of emergency past August 20th and along with that, the health guidelines?
That'll be a decision made probably by the legislature. I have a limited period of time that I can declare a state of emergency. It has to be reauthorized by the legislature. They've done that and extended it to August 20th. And so we'll wait and see what happens.
But will you be asking them to?
I don't know that we need to continue it on. I think we need to make sure that we have the ability to, in fact, put in protocols that are appropriate, which we really have in place now.
I'm announcing today, right now, that I will establish a new state of emergency.
But it also gives the executive branch of government more powers, which the legislature opposes.
This declaration of emergency allows the governor to be very quick in making response under an emergency type situation, which is understandable, where we need to respond immediately.
Also allows his office to bypass the legislature if he deems it necessary. Typically, states of emergency declarations last 30 days. Utah's been under one since.
I've talked with our health care experts here in the state of Utah, Intermountain Healthcare, the University of Utah, et cetera, and they believe at least by the end of the first quarter of 2021 that we should have a vaccine available. So sometime in that time frame, we should have a vaccine. That's the one thing that we're trying to tread water to get to, which will help us get back to normalcy.
We talked about the need to have color coding. We have the color coding, as you know. We've identified red, orange, yellow, and green, four colors. And red means high risk. Our orange means that it's a moderate risk for everyone, but high risk still for vulnerable individuals. So even though we could be in orange, it means that still they've got to be extra careful. Yellow means low risk for everyone, but for the high risk individuals. And green means new normal risk for everyone. That's back to really kind of the way we were before, with probably some protocols that we'll have adapted and carry over. Hygiene, screening of people, again, wearing masks where appropriate.
But the governor suggested Utah will not move to green anytime soon.
Day low risk, and mostly yellow.
The most important thing we can do is follow the color-coded health guidance.
The light on the top means stop. That's the red light. How about the light on the bottom?
The light on the bottom means go. That's the green light.
Green means go. The light on the bottom means go.
We're pretty lucky we have traffic lights. You know what would happen if we didn't have traffic lights?
What?
This.
Green is the color we are trying to see. Look around, where could it be?
There, welcome, Kate Daly Show. That's how it feels. Little Sesame Street. Oh, the utter silence from the legislature and the state senators on this emergency, state of emergency that ends tomorrow on a Saturday, conveniently. And not a peep. Wow, not a peep. Where are they? Did you love the part where Herbert talked about the fact that that everything would be adapted, changed, and so forth. So it would be, you know, things would carry over. He said they would carry over, you know, screenings, you know, all those things. Don't mind what I'm saying. I hope this doesn't alarm you, but we're just going to keep all this going and going and going. And then he also said, of course, the vaccine, they're treading water to the vaccine. It's really scary, our governor. I hope everybody has finally acknowledged that this year. They got to see up close and personal, and they got to see all of our city officials pander to him and go along. And, you know, it's really pathetic. You listen to that clip. It's a long one, I know. But you listen to that, and between this and Romney and all the people that we have in government right now being totally quiet about the robbing of your freedom and everything else. And I look at the school boards and I just, they're so atrocious. And I think, wow, what are we finally woken up? Do you think we finally have? Do you think we're finally seeing it? Because they can't hide behind all their excuses anymore. I mean, that's the problem, isn't it? So there's a couple of things I want to talk about today in this hour. And you can jump in, 888-673-1450. Front page today, curiously. Before I go there, because there's a lot there that I need to talk about. Colorado, thousands of people attended a COVID restriction, we're tired of this rally. And the media, completely silent. So in Jefferson County, I guess they hosted a peaceful protest to stop the COVID chaos. You guys, this has been going on in so many places. This is after Placer County finally said no to their health, to their public health office, you know, and the public health officer resigned, and the Placer County said, no more. We're not going to go through these restrictions anymore. You have Nashville. They uncovered the emails in Nashville, and they basically said, yeah, they have been hiding information. They knew it. And I was reading through those emails, and absolutely they did. The one email, I should say email, not emails, but that they published, oh my gosh, you guys, they were trying to finagle how they were going to represent the numbers to get what they wanted. So I wonder how many offices, how many counties, like probably our own, I would imagine, have this going on too, where they know they're manipulating the numbers. They know they are. This isn't just ignorance anymore. We're 8 months over this. I mean, this isn't ignorance. So that was kind of amazing, right? And then you have this rally in Colorado and thousands show up and nothing from the media, of course. And so then we have all these articles. Do you know what the front page articles are? A teacher got COVID and is on a ventilator in Utah. Oh my gosh, let's shut down the state. Cases are up. Oh, cases. That doesn't mean anything. Well, of course it doesn't mean anything. just cases. And so all the testing is up is really what's going on. See, they've been encouraging people to go get tested. And then they started the COVID tracing in the schools, and they started saying, okay, everybody's going to get tested for the virus they already have in their system. Even though you're not sick, you got to be pretty desperate to test when you're not sick to try and find it, right? And so here we are with more numbers. And they're parading this around as infections. And the governor, they just propped this up beautifully, did they not? There's 5 articles today on the rising numbers. And of course, Spencer Cox followed it up with, he's lieutenant governor, followed it up with, oh, and you know those hospitalizations and deaths are going to follow. Are you kidding me? The governor came out and said that we had to analyze Washington City or Washington County. We got to analyze it because 35 cases. We still have the same amount of deaths, 29 attributed, which most are absolutely. In fact, there's only one that's COVID, according to the CDC numbers, and the rest were manipulated into being a COVID death. Oh, you guys, we're in such a mess right now. And our legislators and our state senators are doing nothing. I saw that Don Ibsen was made, of course, you know, the center of the parade, right? And what was his article about? All hands on deck. His hands are nowhere near the deck. They're not near it. They're not on it. No one's on it. It's a lie. And it's unfortunate because I see all these people in government, and usually when they're invited to be the parade master, or they're invited to be for a rodeo, or they're invited to have a library in their name, or they're invited to have all of these things, the Hatch, you know, offices, you know, things like this, the Hatch museum of his office that he wants, $30 million. Usually they're the catalyst for all the things that take away your freedom. You know, Don Ibsen's for red flag laws and all those kinds of things that we've exposed on the show. So there's just so much of this going on. And last night there was a rally, a car driving, you know, rally as they went through the community to celebrate Constitution Day. I love that. That's great. I love that we've had all these events with no masks. And of course, the media, they won't report it. They won't report that. Everyone's fine. But no, it's just this crazy. This year has just been crazy, but it's been crazy because you get to see up close and personal everybody that's in on this kind of sham that is going along with all of this and not saying anything. The county commissioners, everybody. And I know we rail on them on this show only because it's so, because I can point to their records. There's proof for what I'm saying and what Uncle Milty is saying all the time. And because it's so insane what they're doing to you, and they're doing it with a smile. And if people are not outing that information in the media, they are complicit in the lie. Because they want you to think something different. They're not about truth. No matter who you are in telling the truth, you will always be in the minority, and you'll always be, that's just how it goes. I mean, you're never going to be the popular one. It's never going to be the majority. And I realize that when you are doing what we do on this show to expose what's going on, I wish they weren't giving us things to expose. That is the truth. I really believe that because I want to believe people are great. But you know what? They keep giving us stuff to expose, and that's really unfortunate and sad for them, because you've hired them to be all of your elected officials around here, and it's pretty atrocious what we've got. So we got to wake up, and that's okay. I'm going to take all your calls. Phone's ringing off the hook. I'll take all your calls right when I come back. I have so much to go through on the show still. I'll be right back.
Lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
My name. At the end of the day, Lord, I pray I have a life that's good. Two arms around me.
get there. Enough love to share and a sweet, sweet, sweet song at the end of the day. Lord, I pray I have a life that's good.
I love that song. You know, it's funny. I have to share that. I have to share with you. You know, I think the weirdest part about the job that I get to do every day, and I'm really blessed to do it, and I'm grateful for that, but I go back and forth, you know. It's either this, so I feel like, you know, he puts you in a real sweet kind of mood, and then I flip over to this. Here we go.
I feel a sin coming on.
You know what I mean? Because you just know. As you're going through, all this stuff, it's like I go back and forth from anger to I try to escape it to go to, okay, you know, think about positive things. And then you're right back to anger because so much is going on right now that is robbing us of our freedom and liberty and the shenanigans and the manipulation. It's insane. I can't be the only one that feels like this. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yesterday, my husband and I went through Zion, and on the way out, he said, well, let's stop in Springdale at one of the places.
Uh-oh.
And there was a sign on the door that said you must wear a mask.
Right.
And I looked in there, and there's only four people in there. It's a small place. And so I walked in there, and he was waiting on a couple in front of us. And all of a sudden, he says, you can't be in here without a mask on. It's like, oh my gosh, this is the first time that I've really had this. I mean, yeah, I go into Harmon's all the time all over here in Santa Clara, but I'll wear it begrudgingly. And then today I was just coming back and I stopped at Uncle and Auntie's to pick up some honey. And it says, the sign said the same thing. And so I walk in there, and I know where the honey is. I just want to get two jars of honey and leave.
Oh, I know. But you might kill Grandma.
Yelling at me. Yelling at me because of this other woman that's in here. Her mother, who's 80-something years
right.
old. You know, this is
yes.
She said, you want honey? Go next door to Fry's. And it's like, oh, my God. People are freaking nuts. What can we do about it?
I'm with you. I don't know. I walk around just stunned a lot. I want to check people's intellect at this point. We're 8 months in now. It's like I actually do. I want an intellect test.
Last night we were at Kayenta in an outdoor concert.
Right.
Outdoors.
Mm-hmm.
And we had to wear masks.
Oh, my.
And I understand the liability and all this other crap that goes with it and trying to open up and whatever, but it's just, I mean, they even had like one seat here and two seats here and they're 6 feet apart and there's a party of four, you know, they've done a beautiful job, but it's just like, who don't want to wear the mask, what can we do and say?
Yeah. You just have to go without it. And go up the chain of command. I love your phone call. Thank you for that. And I know your frustration. I really appreciate it because I feel it daily. I know everybody does. And, you know, all we can do is educate and not wear it. And it's like this. I had my sons were actually going to go off to Panama and in March, and we had to cancel the trip. Of course, everybody was quarantined with 32 deaths in the whole nation. And so Spirit Airlines does not give refunds. Well, I gave them Dr. Batar's letter and said, you will give me a refund because my boys aren't flying with a mask on because they're that insane. Spirit is more insane than even some of the other ones to fly. And they did. They issued me a refund. It met the qualification. So Dr. Batar's letter is on a COVID button right on my website, and you can download that. And I encourage you to do so because I've used it and it's worked for me. And I know people have called in all over the country and said that it's worked for them, too. There's so much to get to on the show today, but I'll take a call. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hey, to answer that lady's question, what do you do?
Uh-huh.
Tell them if you want them to, if they want you to wear a mask, then put it on me then. So I told
put it on me.
If you want me to wear a mask, come put it on me. And not one person has dared to try yet.
Oh, I love it.
It might be because I'm big, ugly, and scary looking. But you know what? If they want me to wear a mask, come put it on my face.
Oh, that's
we'll
great.
See how it goes.
Oh, I love that. I haven't thought of that one. Thank you. Yeah, I love it. Thank you.
Thanks.
Appreciate it. That's funny. Put it on me then. Okay. All right. So a lot of stuff going on. I want to talk about an update too. This update is very important to what's going on in our schools as well. One thing, Romney was on the front page again. I don't know. For some reason, they really like to put Romney on the front page of everything. But so here's Romney. And Romney, of course, doesn't want an investigation into Ukraine and Biden's son. And he wants, you know, basically to kind of stay away from that if we wouldn't mind. He only likes investigations into Trump. He doesn't really like investigations into anyone else. And so back in March 5th, when we were all in the COVID nonsense at its height, there was an article put out by Deseret News, and the article was quoted him as saying, "There's no question that the appearance of looking into Burisma and Hunter Biden appears political," Romney said. But he said, "I think people are tired of those, you know, political investigations." Wow. So he's on front page today again saying, oh, you don't want to go there. See, you know that the media is not asking Joe Biden anything about Ukraine, right? And his admission that he basically committed a crime in what he did with his son's company and Burisma and everything involving Ukraine. He's on tape committing the crime that they accused Trump of and tried to impeach him for. And so the media is silent on this, but I just wanted you to know, and if you didn't, Romney, Kerry, Biden, McCain, Pelosi, Schiff, Mueller, and Clinton are all tied to that Ukraine deal. And Joseph Kofor Black, Mitt Romney's top advisor, joined the board of that Ukraine energy forum, Burisma, while Hunter Biden was also serving on the board. So there's a meme going around still to this day that says that it's Romney's son, you know, and it's Pelosi's son and it's Kerry's son and it's Biden's son. That's not exactly true. It's Mitt Romney's top advisor, Joseph Kofor Black. He was taking a salary of $83,000 per month from Burisma, on the board with Hunter Biden, and then simultaneously engaged in a relationship with John Kerry's stepson, Chris Hines, and mobster Whitey Bulger's nephew. Just what a fun bunch, huh? In a private equity firm that allegedly appeared to be laundering millions of dollars in foreign money from China and the Ukraine through Latvia and back to the U.S. Romney's advisor, Joseph Kofor Black, trained for covert operations and eventually became the director of the National Counterterrorism Center. And so after 9/11 was perpetrated, right, Black was appointed ambassador at large and coordinator for counterterrorism in December 2002 by George W. And John Brennan succeeded Black, Mitt Romney's top advisor, in his job. So John Brennan, Mr. Russia CIA communist, succeeded Black, Romney's guy, in his job as director of National Counterterrorism Center. Kofor Black left the CIA in 2006 to join Blackwater, the huge contractor for services related to military and intelligence action, where he served as vice chairman up until 2008. And then, did you realize that Ghislaine Maxwell's father, Robert, a close friend of Jeffrey Epstein, right, helped Mitt Romney build his fortune at Bain? So Romney, Kerry, Biden, McCain, Pelosi, Clinton, Mueller, and Schiff, right, all have ties to these Ukrainian firms. And then, of course, Biden bragged on camera he was able to force the Ukraine president to fire a prosecutor who was investigating his son. By threatening to, you know, just withhold $1 billion as vice president. In fact, he even said, call Obama and verify this. Wow. So just wanted to throw that out there. Romney is such a hot mess that it's so embarrassing for me at this point to even the guests I have on the show. You know, we have a lot of guests that go on Tucker Carlson and they'll come on the show. Or we like Rush Limbaugh's brother, David. Or we have all these guests that come on the show all the time. And off the air, they're consistently asking me, what happened to our state? What happened to us? Why in the world would we actually put Mitt Romney in office? Why would we do this? And the other interesting aspect to this is the fact that Romney quickly, as senator, ordained by Hatch, right? Crowned by Hatch to be the senator. And I actually think there was a lot of fraud involved in this election. Quickly became a member of the Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee, whose chairman, Ron Johnson from Wisconsin, signaled the renewed interest in Burisma since Biden's resurgence, you know, as the Democratic nominee. And I think it's interesting that he gets on the committees that are involved with ascertaining whether or not they're actually going to be moving on with this investigation. Isn't that interesting? Usually you have to, I don't know, you have to kind of, as a junior senator, because he's still a little junior senator, as a junior senator, you usually have to pay your dues before you get on those committees. That's how they vet you. So when you have a lot of committees under your belt, you know they're pretty bought and sold, right? From the beginning, he was put on these committees. From the very beginning. He's been in office, what, a year and a half? Oh my gosh, you guys, what a horrific mess. So just wanted to let you guys know. And then I in the next segment, I actually want to move on and tell you an update to something that's going to be really infuriating. I think you're going to find it extremely infuriating. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Kate.
Hi. Go right ahead. You got 30
Matt
seconds.
Matt Romney actually has paid his dues. He sold his soul to the devil a long time ago.
Yeah.
That's why he's so connected.
Yeah, he really is.
And
thank you.
As far as what happened with our system,
yeah,
is our political system has become a fraud system.
Yeah. Yeah.
And what's happened is we've been infiltrated.
Thank you. We've got to move to a break. But yes, we have. I really appreciate that. And by the way, thank you for that comment. By the way, he has been buying up land and permitted to get all his hands on all kinds of land in Kolob, all kinds of land around southern Utah. And I think that there have been concessions made for him to do a lot of that, by the way, that I don't think the normal crowd actually gets to do. And it's really infuriating. I get behind-the-scenes anonymous sources coming to me with info on all of his land dealings all the time, and it's really disgraceful. He sickens me. There's just he just completely sickens me. But Romney. Oh, anyway. Oh, buying up land down here. Anyway, be right back.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
I feel a riot that's about to go wrong. I got a shiver down to the bone. I feel a seeing coming on.
Oh boy, that's the least of our problems right now. We've got a lot of, you know what though? I have to actually be grateful that a lot of these things are showing themselves, and there's no way that they can avoid the excuses anymore. So, welcome back to the Kate Daly Show. And I got a lot ahead today. Allison Armstrong joins me in the last hour. Susan's coming up because there was just too much to cover on Wednesday. So we're going to continue on with a bunch of things that you need to know about what's going on. And I actually put a YouTube video out today that is kind of like 30 minutes of a truth bomb to get people caught up. All the things I couldn't do all the things, obviously, but the things that we haven't learned along the way that set up what's going on now going into this election that you must know. And it's on YouTube under the Kate Daly Show Truth and Radio. Share that because we need to wake a lot of people up, and that'll be kind of give them the foundation to why we're in this hot mess. I also want to mention tropical pools, tropical fiberglass. Again, can I just say that I have this spa and I have three tiki torches around it. I feel like I'm on a tropical vacation all the time. I'm telling you guys, there's only one thing right now that's like saving me from having to delve into this garbage 12 hours a day. And that's about what it's taking right now. And let me just tell you, it's the only thing helping me right now because I don't know what else I would do. Please go get one. I'm telling you, go get one. It's so worth it. $1,000 off right now. They're still honoring their Labor Day sale. You just can't beat that. And Tropical Fiberglass, they know what they're doing. They're awesome. And the Bullfrog Spa is the one that lasts the longest. It's amazing. You will love it. It has all different seat heights. I mean, it is just, it's got it all. It's got it all. It's amazing. Go get one. Tropical fiberglass pools. They've been at this for 40 years and they're really good. And I also want to give a huge, huge thank you and shout out to Garage Doors Only. Garage Doors Only stepped up when Chris Ann Hall came to town and did the documentary last weekend. And they put on the best lunch for everybody that was there and part of the audience that was filmed. And I have to say that they stepped up within minutes of me posting for help. And Garage Doors Only was right there to say, here we are and what can we do? And that kind of help is just amazing. And they are an amazing couple, but all behind Garage Doors Only. But let me just tell you, if you're in the need for a garage door, or you're building a home or whatever the case may be, please go to them because they are just, they're just an amazing force for truth, and they will show up when needed. And I just love these guys, and they're really good at what they do too with garage doors. So please, Garage Doors Only, support those people that get it, please, because they surely do, and they're a fantastic company. Great reputation too, by the way. So that YouTube video is up. It's called The Huge Wake Up Call. And you might want to show that to your children as well, your kids, your teens, I should say. Your teens that are probably wondering what in the hell's going on in America right now. Well, this will give them a catch up, a kind of a catch up moment on what's going on and what's really been happening. Because I answer a lot of questions and I talk about the elephant in the room. And we have a lot of elephants in the room. One thing I've had a couple of parents tell me something that I actually exposed this to the day almost this weekend 2 years ago. And I told you guys that Move This World, was going to be our school district, when they went and did their little presentation, this is a very progressive group, very liberal progressive. Our school board said, oh my gosh, you guys are so great. Yes, please come and indoctrinate our kids. Come teach our kids. And I did a whole show on this, a whole hour. I talked about this and I said, you guys, we have a huge problem going on because 2 years ago in August, the school board met and the meetings were such that Bob Sanju said, well, this will be the new common language throughout the district. Move This World curriculum will be implemented K-5 this year. And nobody even at the school board, I don't even think they delved into who these people were, what they were about, what they were doing, why they were doing it. And the owner of this, the founder of this, Sarah Lehane, she actually is a screaming liberal progressive who is a Fulbright scholar. And if you've listened to me for a long time, you know about Fulbright scholars. Anyway, she has been properly trained, let's say. Okay. And so she actually formed Move This World. And our school board, who I think if you basically put them together, you could not find a brain cell between them, basically decided to just take on this group because it sounded like a fantastic message. I can't imagine. Move This World? Oh, sounds great. So they had them come in and they actually announced this, and they talked about the fact that this was going to be varied language to express how the kids were feeling in class. The emotional ABCs, because you know when you send your kids off to school, it's the school's job to teach them how to express themselves emotionally. Oh, that's right. That's not their job. Oh, okay. It's the parents. Oh, yeah, that's right. Parents aren't important anymore. The schools have to do everything now. The schools have to take it upon themselves to be in the authority for everything. So So basically, they put up a program to teach all your little children, your little kids, who are just these huge receptors who just take everything in. And they basically thought, we'll teach them how to emotionally express themselves. Well, a couple of parents sent me the picture of the fist, the Black Lives Matter fist. And it's part of their presentation. And you want to know what the fist is about? The fist is about you make this fist and then you count and you are able to then express your emotions more clearly. But it's the Black Lives Matter fist. Why is that? Why did a couple of these kids see this fist and recognize it? Oh, that's right. It's the Black Lives Matter fist. Important to know. So let me tell you just a little bit about what this is. It's an SEL program. An SEL program is what assessments are measuring. That's what it's about. And so it's a major assessment. This company is very progressive, and they're using SEL data-based measurements, behavioral assessment instead of academic assessment, to coerce kids into their political ideology, moral relativism. And they use the same words as parents, like resilience and perseverance, and their definitions are different, but they're measuring for global competency, right? This is what they say. Resilience to combat religious ideology. Ooh, ouch. That's a different kind of resilience. Perseverance to take on climate change. Oh, you mean when your parents are telling you it's a load of crap, which it is, and you're supposed to build on that perseverance you've learned, right, to contradict those messages of truth. And grit, of course, grit to fight for LGBT and sexual rights. It's an underhanded, manipulated program put on by progressive liberals. And I went through the roster of the staff and those that that are telling the staff, the PhDs, if you will, what to say and how to say it. And these people, if you go into some of their backgrounds, it's really scary. It's really scary because these are the people that put this program together and they're instructing on all the changes and all the things that they adapt to. And so SEL is kids that will take on political action on progressive issues. That's basically what it is. It's a global competence and they take on, it's like giving you the underhanded political sensitive subject and kind of inserting. And this is why they're seeing pictures of the Black Lives Matter fist as part of the, we're going to teach you emotions and you're going to visually see this fist and you're probably going to visually see this on the TV when your parents are watching TV and a connection is made. Because, you know, you're little and you don't know it. You don't know any different. You don't know how to separate that or those messages. And so part of what they're trying to do is promote global education and essential for three key goals. These are their goals in these groups that the school boards just let in to teach your kids and don't vet. Develop intercultural awareness, respect interactions for increasingly diverse societies to limit cultural prejudices and prevent violent conflicts. I'm sorry, none of this kind of stuff should be something that the school is teaching little children. It should be basically parents. If parents want to teach that kind of stuff, then fine, but not the schools. Number two, support employability by helping young people more easily adapt, apply, and transfer their skills and knowledge to new cultural contexts. What in the hell does that mean? It's garbledygook for, can we please sift in this doctrine, these visual representations, to get your kids to connect dots where they shouldn't be and to absorb this information? And so this is what they're about. And our school board locally wouldn't even vet this group. Back before this became about, the IMS, the Global, was announcing all these groundbreaking initiatives. And part of the initiatives was to move into education and take it with these kinds of groups that they allow to come in, right? And then they have these assessments and they can do PISIs. That's U.S. Department of Education data measurements to tailor the SEL curriculum assessment content behaviorally, you guys, content to the schools to ensure that they conform. And so it's pretty amazing. I as I was looking into this 2 years ago, I was trying to expose it and tell everyone, look what's going on in our schools. Our school boards will take this stuff on, put your kids in masks. They do not care about your children. They do not care. They will not stand up for your kids. They'll even take a group like this on and say, oh, sounds wonderful. Oh, thank you for your 10-minute presentation. I mean, you guys, they're not watching out for your kids. And you're sending your kids off, and it sounds nice, right? Move this world. Move this world. Oh, yeah. It's global, and it's sweet. No, it's not. No, it's not. These groups are allowed in. It's kind of like the bullying groups that are allowed in, and all they're really doing in there when they get your kids in that audience is telling them to fight for LGBTQ rights. It's not about teaching them something really about bullying. It's just don't bully anyone LGBTQ, okay? So it's a transfer of message. It's a manipulation of message. And our school board just goes, oh, we just, oh, yeah. Oh, love your presentation. Yes, yes, yes. So schools all over the country are now using Move This World. So are they going to show your kids pictures that will represent something completely different, like Black Lives Matters? Yeah, because this is what they're about. They just won't, they don't tell you this up front. They don't want you to think this. They give you garbledygook like cultural representations and we're globally helping in some way. Just let us into your classrooms, people, and let us emotionally assess your children and help them through the day. If your kid needs emotional help through the day, the parents can go get a therapist. It's really simple. It's kind of how we always did things. But now the schools take on everything as if they are the they're the only ones that can help your kid do anything. And of course, they have to take on this role and this mantle of responsibility. And I think it's really frightening. And so at the time, it was in these meeting notes that I have for the August 2 years ago meeting, it was Tammy Curtis, you have Bob Sanju, you have all of these people sitting around a room. At the time, it was a work session for resilience training. And of course, they implemented it K-5. Not a problem. Oh, please have at it. You can have all of our children. You guys are great. That's what we got, you guys. This kind of stuff makes me sick because I know that all they had to do was some research to find out what this group was about to protect your kids. And they did not protect your kids. And your kids will see images and your kids are going to be exposed to stuff. And I'm really glad that Travis Sigmiller, Representative Sigmiller, is on the porn issue in schools because he's exposing that. It's super important that the kids not be able to tap into, you know, porn while at school, right? You would think that this is a no-brainer. This is a no-brainer, too. This is a horrifying little group. And they always come with the under the context or pretext, I should say, of we're just here to do some world good. You just invite us on in the door, people. We can't wait to get a hold of your kids. They are behavior assessing your children. Liberal progressives are doing behavior assessments and telling you that you need them so that your kids know how to express themselves in the classroom. Are you kidding me? Parents are losing their role all the time, and we don't realize it. Better start writing that school board. Better start writing them and telling them what you think. I can't be the only one sending off letters, and I know you guys are. I know you guys are, and I know you're concerned. And I know you love your kids. We got to fight for them. Be right back. Don't go anywhere.